What's your true identity? Do you remember the old song by The Who entitled, Who Are You? This song asks a great question that most of us cannot answer, at least not on the first try. Many of my counseling clients responded with their titles, their careers, degrees, or ethnic backgrounds. But that's not who they are. Jesus once asked his disciples if they knew who he really was. Matthew 16 says, But what about you? He asked. Who do you say that I am? And Peter, the brash, emotional fisherman, had the right answer. Simon answered, You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Matthew 16:16. And Jesus did not control people's perception of him. He knew who he was and what he was supposed to do. That's what happens when you know your true identity. You discover your divine purpose and destiny. Do you know who you are? Have you discovered your divine assignment? In Psalm 139, the lights go on for the young King David. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Hey, it's time for you to discover who you are and why God designed you with a unique genetic makeup and divine set of assignments. I'd like to give you a few important identity markers. Number one, you were designed by God in your mother's womb. You're not a mistake. Number two, you're God's work of art. The Bible says, I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know them full well. Number three, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that's for you. Philippians 4:13. Number four, you've been given talents and strengths that can be applied to a career that brings you joy. Don't just pay the bills. Pay attention to your internal DNA. Jesus knew that doing the right thing came from being the right person. In John 11:25, he boldly proclaims, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, shall live. He rose from the dead because he is the resurrection. Hey, you can do great things with your life because you're gifted, anointed, and blessed by God. And by the way, you're a miracle, and I'm your friend, Paul Marcoulet.